We've come here today to hear the story of Jesus, the baby who was born at the first Christmas, Jesus who is the Son of God. At Christmas time, we all think a lot about presents, presents we may give and presents we might receive. And dotted round the church, you will see there are various presents. And when we come to that bit in the service, if you see a present with a number that I call out near you, can you get up and pick it up and we'll open it then? But don't open them beforehand. Wait until we get to that number. So we're going to start off with gift number one. Anybody can see gift number one by them? Right. Frankie, would you like to open that? What's it got inside it?
Oh, right. It is
a Bible. This is a reminder that the story we're going to hear today is from the Bible. And throughout our service, we'll be listening to a true story as it was written down many years ago. All right, now we now need gift number three. Anybody can see gift number three? Aha. A mobile phone. So what do we use the telephone for? Yes. To call people. Yes. That's great, yes. So we need to, if we want to speak to people and they're not near us, we have to call them on the phone, don't we? And sometimes when there's someone we particularly want to get hold of, we wish that we had a hotline to them, because sometimes they don't answer their phones, do they? They might be doing something else, or they may just be ignoring you. So it'd be good to have a hotline to people. All through the Bible, there are messages from God, and many of them are in the Old Testament, and they're about God's Messiah, his special person who was coming to save his people. Isaiah was one of those prophets who seemed to have a hotline to God. So Pamela's now going to read our first reading, which comes from the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and then 6 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. A child is born, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, based on his power on the right and justice, from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do all this.
So God has promised that his special person, the Messiah, the Anointed One, is coming. But how is this going to happen? Let's open gift number four. Anybody see gift number four? Ah, Tom's got it. Right. Ooh. Have you opened it, Mercedes? A ring. Ah. right? And Grace is going to play Mary for us this morning. So, Grace, would you like to come up? And Mercedes is going to sit there. Right? Or, in fact, Mercedes, you can be Angel Gabriel. Right, go down and stand over there. Okay, so Grace, as Mary, you were going to get married. Well, I pretend it fits. Right. I don't know. Joseph, you've got the wrong size ring. Right. It's a ring because Mary is engaged to be married. But before she got married, something very strange and wonderful happens. She has a visit from an angel. Right. That's it. Right. And stay there for a moment because we're going to have our second reading now, which Tom's going to do for us. And it's from Luke chapter 1.
Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I'm a virgin. How then can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her.
So Mary finds that she's going to have a baby. What a surprise, or perhaps more to the point, a shock. But this is no ordinary baby. We're now going to open gift number 6. Okay, Chris, what's we got in there? Oh, it's a horrible tax return. Right. Why have we got a tax return? Well, some of us will have had these, and so did Joseph. Joseph, would you like to come to the front? Joseph is Mary's fiancé. He's had problems accepting the news about the baby, but an angel visited him too and told him it was part of God's plan. But now, just as the baby's due, he's had a summons from the Roman tax office to go and register in Bethlehem, which is 70 miles away. So off they set. Right, let's hear the story from the Bible, Tom.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 5a. At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him.
Well, Joseph and Mary have finally arrived at Bethlehem. Let's open gift number 8. Ah, Holly's got that one. What big on this one, Holly? Oh, no. It says no vacancies. There's no room in the inns for Mary and Joseph. What are we going to get off them instead then? Well, there is a stable. At least it's out of the cold. And we're now going to have another reading from the Bible to tell us what happened next.
Luke chapter 2, verses 5b to 7. Mary was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
So Mary and Joseph have found a safe place to stay in Bethlehem, and during the night, Mary's baby is born. But what's in gift number 10? Oh, my goodness, that's big. Well, I wonder what these are for. We've got some sunglasses. Lots of pairs of sunglasses. Can you think of anybody who had a bright light to look at? Yes, the kings, they were following a star. What about the shepherds out in the fields? What happened to them? Do you remember that some angels appeared to them? Let's have some angels then. Let's have all our angels. There we are. That's it. Turn and face the shepherds. And we will give the shepherds his sunglasses. And we're now ready for our fifth reading.
Luke chapter 2, 8 to 16. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord, and this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angels singing praises to Lord. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger.
Right, angels, would you like to come and join Mary and Joseph up here? Hold on, shepherd, you're too quick. Slow down. Okay, shepherd, you can arrive now. Ah, a And the shepherd found exactly what the angels had said. Mary and Joseph and the baby in a manger. Right, wow. On that very special night, the baby was born and had its first visitors. Some others started out on their journey too. So I think we've got some wise men in the congregation. And could they bring with them gift number 12? Right here, let's have a look. We'll have a look in the big red box first. Right, what have we got in there? Ah, quite a few things. Right. Oh, let's have a look. Okay, so we've got a travel brochure. That's useful when you're travelling abroad. And what else have we got? We've got a horoscope. The wise men did, of course, study the stars, but following horoscopes can confuse us and lead us astray. Is there anything else in here? Oh, we've got some maps, but I can't see one for Israel. No, we've got Enfield, Brentwood, and London. Not sure it'll be much good to the wise men. But maybe we need to have a reading from the Bible. That may tell them the way to go. Okay, Chris, you've got reading for us.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" "In the town of Bethlehem, in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote: 'Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judah, for out of you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel.'" So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know, so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left. And on their way, they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were. What joy was theirs. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother, Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him.
Right, there we are. So we have the wise men arriving with their gifts. So, here is our story. Here are the small groups of people gathered together in Bethlehem, watching God's purpose being fulfilled. Well, that is our story. A story of 2,000 years ago, but a story for us today too. There's meant to be something missing from this scene. I should remove it. No, no, no. Right. Maybe it's not meant to be there. Right. Okay, what's missing from the scene? Baby Jesus. Right, thank you. Right. Let's open gift number 14. Oh, is that on the top there? Oh, can you manage to get it down? Right, oh, hold it. It may have a baby in there, be careful. Do you want a baby? Let's have a look. No, not a baby. Oh, that's a bit disappointing. He's got a black sack. A black sack, what does that mean? Well, I suppose it could be quite useful to put in all the rubbish we've made this morning. But were we expecting something else in that parcel? I think so, really. But the real gift has been there all the time. It's much too big to put in any box and has already been given to us. And it is Jesus, Son of God, who was given to us at the first Christmas. To make our picture complete, we will use the doll to represent Jesus. But what will we do with the real Jesus? Are we going to clear him away with all these boxes at the end of the service? Would he just be part of the rubbish that we put out when Christmas is over? Joseph and Mary, the shepherds and the wise men, all recognized who Jesus was. But what about us?